Hi guys, how are you? All right, we've got quite a few people on here already. That's good. A lot of the same. Michelle, you might get a break now. Maybe, but just kidding. Just a little. All right, and Monel, is that how you pronounce your name? Monel?
Yes, Monel.
Monel, okay, cool. I don't think I've seen you on here before, have I? I don't know.
Nope, it's my first time.
That's new? Okay, yay. And we have some new people on, Cara. Either haven't seen you on in a while, and you have some visitors beside you. Hi.
my kids.
Yeah, so cool. And, okay, so this is going to be probably there's going to be a lot of information going on. I want to kind of get started on the energy stuff because I am going to do something that I normally don't do. And you have to bear with me. It's like, don't laugh when I say this, but it's absolutely freezing in Hawaii right now. So like I'm all bundled up, and I know that sounds ridiculous to anybody who's on the mainland, but there's no heat in your houses here. So it's kind of like it's colder in the house than it is outside. So it's absolutely craziness. Okay. So what I wanted to go over this week was basically I want to do kind of an overall energy report for 2020. I'm going to tell you kind of some stuff that's going on right now, as far as like recently this week and what have you. And then if you can't see them in front of me, but I have I have eight decks. We're going to pull some cards. I'm going to do some mini stuff on you guys. And then part of the reason I also wanted to do that was number one, I never hardly do this. As you guys know, it's like I should probably make a special time of year I do this. But for two, I'm going to kind of, people have been wondering, like, how are you picking up on this? How do you see this? How do you basically do what you do? And so I'm going to kind of explain some things that I see when I pull cards on some people and or just we start talking. So that's going to be happening there. So 2020 is a huge frequency shift. And I mean ginormous. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. The places it's going to focus the most is going to be in three different places. One, I feel like I don't want you to get very like too involved in because there's not a whole lot you can do about that, but I'll explain that in a second. So it's going to be affecting your money house. And that sounds weird because that sounds like astrology, but it's going to be the three primary energy points of this year is going to be money, relationships, and karma. And I haven't addressed karma a lot because well, I'm going to address it right now. Then we can skip into the money relationships because that's a lot easier. So there, you may find that you're actually experiencing karmic type dreams. Karma is a very interesting and hard to understand thing for a lot of people. And you've heard of it, like where it's like, okay, you need to do good things to put out good karma for other lifetimes, right? Like that's how people kind of understand that. And that is true, essentially. But the thing is if we're dealing with a karma year, I would suggest that you move forward in with the intention of doing good things energetically, really working with your energetic vibe of trying to project like a higher frequency and positivity. And so it's very important in a karmic year for you to try to shift and work with your perspective on any negative stuff or like negative, what people would call like a self-talk, which isn't really a self-talk. Any perceptions where you're like, oh, this always happens to me. I've been working so hard on this. Why is it like, you know, this is the year to really get rid of lower vibration frequency patterns, because what's happening is you are actually projecting a lot of future energy, energy into the future karmically that will help to shape or form your reality in not just this lifetime, but in other lifetimes. And there seems to be a focus on this energetically. And so it might even help you to go, this is going to sound really weird, but oh God, karma, I got to be careful of that. So I got to rework my thinking. Because if you're just like, oh, I got to think more positive, then you just get lazy and go, oh, forget it, I'll think positive tomorrow. You know, like it's like not a thing, right? It's hard to be accountable to yourself sometimes because you'll just skip it. You'll just go over. So not only are you going to be potentially having a larger push or more emphasis on things that you're doing this year, whether they be good or whether they are not good. And what you need to understand about karma is karma doesn't give a crap if it's good or not good. Doesn't matter. Really, really, truly doesn't matter. There's no emotion when it comes to balancing karma. It just is what it is. It's almost like a math formula. 2 and 2 make 4. There's no other way to make 2 and 2, only 2 and 2 make 5. It's just not going to happen. Karma works that way. So you either are giving out and doing well and your intentions are in a positive manner or they're not. There's no gray area. Well, I wanted to, but I did nothing. It doesn't work like that. So that's one thing that you need to know. Relationships and money. So, oh, before I get into that, the other thing that you might find that you're experiencing, past lives, past life memories in dreams, of other karmic incidences that you've done. And that's kind of interesting. And, or this is the year that a lot of family karma comes into play from this life and other lifetimes, which is very interesting and kind of weird to explain. So, in other words, people who are attached very closely to you, some of the good things that they have done might then intertwine with some things in your life. So what that does is it makes this a very, very powerful year. The frequency starts to turn from like more of the physical base. And I've talked about this for a while, but we're actually now creeping in. It's not like we're in the process. We're in the very baby stages of it turning into a different frequency. That the way I like to explain it is it's almost like you're going into a fantasy world type of frequency. There is going to be a lot of stuff that can happen that almost doesn't seem realistic because we're moving into a very strong universal energy year. So what that means is we're dealing with a lot of very powerful universal energy. The way that you might want to relate it to law of attraction, you know, any of the universal laws that you could possibly think of, you know, for some reason, a lot of them have escaped my mind right now, but the law of ebb and flow, there's all kinds of different laws that you're going to be dealing with, but you don't need to know the laws. What you need to know is it's a very magical year. So that's where it even, again, makes it now, we should be very conscientious about the karma we're putting out or the vibe we're putting out to the universe, right? Now the universe is, it's like normally we're in like a river or a stream. That's how we're normally flowing energetically with like, say the universal energy is like, you know, it's moving all nice through the stream. You can dip your feet in it. This year is going to be like, this stream is flowing, flash flooding. Like it's the universal energy, the strength behind it is going to be insane. And so it's going to pick up and grab onto all kinds of energy that you're now projecting. That's why it's important to know this, because it's going to be able to create and manifest things in a very, like I said, almost like, wow, did that just happen? Like I did not even see that happening. So you're going to be noticing it in a lot of different things. You're going to be noticing it might involve, like it could involve work. It could involve just, you know, personal stuff. It could be things that you're working on, but you're going to find a lot of moments this year where you're like, wow, that's like, who could have even predicted this happening? Because there's magical energy around it. That's the way, the best way to describe it, because it's stuff that you can't wrap your your physical brain and its knowledge around, because that is kind of more focused on, well, your past life experience, I mean, in this lifetime, you know, your current life experience, but in the past, and knowledge of things that you've read. And there's a lot of rules to that, right? With the physical stuff, like, well, how would I ever buy this? Or how would I ever do that? Or how would that opportunity ever come my way? So it's going to be a huge year for that. And then relationships and money. There is going to be a lot of restructuring with relationships and money. So what I mean by that, relationships, if that's the area that you are working with or struggling with or not struggling with, and then you are struggling with, it's not really necessarily going to be geared one way or the other. There's just a lot of restructuring that's going to be happening. So you might find that relationships that weren't going so well all of a sudden change for the better. And that you have, like, all of a sudden this really good rapport going on, or just a weird understanding, or you're like, wow, they're changing some way. Or you might find the opposite. And if you find that it's the opposite, because we're moving into such a high frequency year, and because it's going to be all about restructuring, we are going to be finding that anything that's not serving us, if as long as you're staying aligned with a higher vibration energy, anything that's not serving you, relationships or otherwise, you're going to be challenged to rid yourself of that. There's going to be situations and things come up that challenge you to rid yourself of that energy. So, like, what happens is, okay, you're moving from, like, such a physical era, right? And you're moving into this high vibration area and you're wanting to align with it. And the energy is flowing for you to align really nicely with it, but it's going to be going, nope, you got to clip this, you got to clip this, you got to clip this, and it's going to help you align more. Do you see what I mean? So it's going to require, and if you don't release some of those things, the universal energy is going to be kind of still hacking on you a little bit, kind of imagine it like the annoying friend that wants you to do something, so it just keeps kind of pounding at you a little bit. And then once you finally go, okay, I get it, and release it, then you're going to align even further, because you can't pull that lower stuff with you. Now, what's also going to happen is you're going to start feeling weighted or uncomfortable if you don't release. So if you just go, you know what, I know this, just, I'm going to use an example. Just, I know that this friendship or whatever is toxic for me. I know that this isn't, like, really working out really great. But, you know, I just want to give it one last try. Especially if you're like an empath, or you see the good in people. That's what people want to do. And then you are going to find that it could make you, like, more sad. It could make you more, a little bit more depressed than normal. It could make you just feel like sluggish and just having a hard time, like, just things are not panning out for you. So you're going to have to release old junk. It's just the way it is. Money is going to be interesting because there, and just keep in mind, for the most part, all of the stuff that you're going to be facing will be wrapped in positive vibes for the most part. Whether you recognize the positive vibes, now that's going to be a whole different thing. Because some of them are going to be presented to you in a way that makes you very, very uncomfortable or very nervous or even fearful, especially if you're dealing with money, because money just scares the bejesus out of everybody, right? So if your money structure starts getting messed with. But the whole point of it is it's going to be, there's a lot of positivity around your money and restructuring. Good time to rebudget, good time to cut expenses, good time to just really take a focused look on your short-term money goals, probably mid-term money goals, like June, July, you know, for next 6 months or so, which that'd be like July or something, right? So, and then like, or towards the end of the year and or into next year, like restructuring money goals on anything that you want to achieve. You've got this powerful, magical energy behind making that happen. When you actually put it to paper, it not only puts it out vibrationally, but you align with what you're putting down. Because when you think of something and go, okay, here's my budget and I want to write this down. And oh, let's say I want to go to Bali. I want to go. And I have a funny story about that. Weird enough. So, you know, I want to go to Bali and I need $10,000. I need $5,000. And you start writing that down and you start feeling like, oh, that'd be so cool. And yeah, I could get this way. And if I just save for this 6 months and here's my time frame, you see what happens. You're aligning with it. You are now pushing positive energy out there and it is going to be swooped away with that strong current like you would not believe. So I have to tell you the Bali story now and why it came to mind. My son's girlfriend came home the other day and goes, guess who manifested a trip to Bali? And I was just like, well, obviously that's you. Yay. How did that happen? But that just happened a couple weeks ago. Like there's been a lot of things going on in my household where they, you know, like the trip to Bali and some other things that are going on. The Bali thing, it's a fully paid all-inclusive trip that she actually is trading for some of her photography, but the cost of the trip's going to well outweigh the, you know, what she would charge for photography. It's the most amazing experience. She's been wanting to go. She didn't want to pay the money. She was just like, yeah, I just don't want to buy my ticket. She used her intuition, kind of going, no, maybe I shouldn't do that right now. She wanted to go to the specific retreat. They ended up contacting her saying, hey, how would you like to come take some pictures for an all-inclusive trip for this whole retreat that she wanted to go to in the first place? It was like pretty amazing. So that's what I mean on this is going to be some very magical energy. But here's the other thing everybody, I think, is having a hard time wrapping their head around. I've even had to be like, okay, wait a minute. Let me just feel this out a little bit better. The energy, as powerful and as positive as it is, there's always the other type of energy that wants to come in and mess with you, right? The lower vibration stuff. So we're going to find that there's probably a lot of smoke and mirrors, smoke and mirror type energy around as well. And where you want to pay attention to that is it's not going to hit you so much on the positive aspects of things that are going to happen. It's going to be more on the areas that you start getting nervous. Like probably money's a good area for me to talk about on that. Like situations where you know you have to restructure your money, or you got hit with a bill that is unusual, or like something happened with work and there was some type of money restructuring that he had to do personally, and then you start to kind of panic. That's what I mean by smoke and mirrors, because there's so much positive energy and money energy is so high right now, but there's going to be a lot of unfounded fears and worry that are moving around money and relationships. So you really want to tune into your intuition when you're having any fear and worries. Anything regarding fear and worry in relationship, tune into your intuition and pay more attention to what that feels like than the initial panic and worry, because your first reaction will be panic and worry. But that seems to be a lot of smoke and mirrors. I've actually had a lot of people come to me lately with some readings and stuff. I'm seeing some very repetitive money patterns where people are very concerned about money or situations that are very unusual or coming up. And when I look at it from an intuitive standpoint, from a psychic standpoint, I'm not seeing the issues that they're seeing at all. In fact, I'm just like, you just got to look past this, because I'm really not seeing what you're feeling. I can feel what you're feeling, and it's very scary, but that's not at all in alignment in what's going to be going down in the future. So that's what I mean by a lot of smoke and mirrors. The other thing is recently, so that's a lot what's going on this year. Recently, there's the spirit energy is extremely high. The spirit activity is just off the charts. Children are also starting to align with this frequency, just like this. The younger that they are, the quicker they're aligning with this new this universal energy, which means that in animals. So that means that there's going to be a lot of children seeing things, potentially having visits from loved ones, or being very aware of energies, and or I don't know what just happened there. Sorry, I'm just trying to get back in here, guys, or like regular, or is that on? I am seeing like an app. Brian, do you know what's happening? Brian, can you hear me?
I'm totally sorry. I was talking on mute. Do you have, are you using your phone?
I'm not even using this on, I don't know what's happening at all. Oh, right, Linda.
That's Linda's. Okay. Linda's, yeah.
Screen, but how do we get that out?
Stand by.
It's screen sharing somehow.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know. Okay. That totally threw me for a loop. Sorry.
Oops.
So where was I on this stuff? We were talking about, kids and animals. So kids and animals are you're going to notice a lot more heightened sensitivity around kids and animals. This last week, there was a lot of low frequency vibrations coming through that were causing a lot of disruption in sleep patterns. A lot of frustrating things, like weird things like stub your toe type of things, or just like being very irritated or frustrated with other people's behavior, which is kind of interesting. And that is sort of going to be passing pretty soon, but there was the dreams. That was the other thing. You might be noticing a lot of dreams that might be having like weird random things in them, like bugs or, just really just scary, you're running from stuff type dreams. Anything that you just leave you waking up going, that was a horrible experience, like that kind of thing. That's been happening this last week, moving in a little bit further. Those are actually showing energy leaks. And I actually had a session with my guides about that. They had explained to me that there's going to be a lot of people being shown where their energy leaks are, and a lot of people that are going to need to be kind of patching energy leaks. So I may have to try to do like a whole masterclass on that or something where I can explain to you how to patch leaks, but I'm just going to tell you really quickly, and then I'm going to see if there's any questions before I get to doing some card stuff for you guys. If you wake up feeling icky, the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to envision that you're encompassed by a gold egg. And I want you to envision that it comes down, this gold egg kind of shape kind of encompasses your whole entire body. And then I want you to look at the egg and feel for cracks. So I tell this to people all the time, let's not actually visually look for them, but let's just feel for cracks. Anywhere that you're feeling cracks around this egg, around your entire body, you want to imagine that gold energy filling that crack in. And you keep doing that until all the cracks feel full to you. So that's going to be something that you're probably going to want to do soon. And you're probably going to want to continue to do that. And when you know you will need to do that over the next month or so will be when you're having really disturbing kind of weird dreams. Like I said, either demon type, animals chasing you, running from something, bugs, you know, weird dreams like that. That's when you're needing to kind of feel cracks in your aura and feel cracks in your bubble. I really need to do a longer thing on how you feel cracks. Anyways, and then do a clearing, saging or incense or something like that. But you're going to be wanting to watch for that, especially anything frustrating energy, weird dreams at night. That means that lower frequencies are around. Sage your house, clear your house, clear your bedroom, do the grounding techniques, use the gold egg, fill up any cracks you have. Does anybody have any questions for me regarding any of this energy stuff that I was just talking about? Wow, I just like covered everything. Okay, well, I guess we're good on that. All right. So should we do some cards for people? Are you ready for that? Okay, Brian, I should have you be doing this since you've been doing all these readings and stuff.